Good morning. We welcome you to the worship services of South Norfolk Baptist Church. Our ushers are coming forward, and we'd like to give a special welcome to those of you who are visiting with us this morning. If you're a visitor, not a member of our church, would you raise your hand, please, so that our ushers can see you? Raise your hand, please, and keep it lifted till they see you and give you a visitor's card, either in the balcony or on the lower floor. I know we have some visitors in the balcony. Okay, someone will help you. You keep your hand raised till they give you that card. Fill it out completely, and when the offering plate is passed later on in the service this morning, we ask that you would drop that card that you have completed in the offering plate. Let me share several announcements of things for the week and things of the past week. We had a good picnic yesterday. We didn't get rained on during the meal time and there before and a little time afterwards, so we had a good time. And if you missed it, I hope that you will plan to be there next year, because we did have a wonderful time fellowship together. And I appreciate those of you who worked. Now, if you left something, whether it be Tupperware or I think there was a tablecloth left, those type of things are in the kitchen that you may pick up after the worship service this morning. So you pick those up if you left them. And they're just sitting on the butcher block table in the middle of the kitchen. There are also, for the Adult World's Fair trip in August, there are still two seats available. If you would contact Bessie Briggs or Mike if you have questions about those seats. You'll remember on Wednesday, ladies, our your monthly Baptist women's meeting at 10. And the other meetings of the week, if you'll take your bulletin home with you and read it and be in the places that you need to be, whether they're committee meetings or rehearsals or anything like that, well, then you be in your place. On Wednesday, our youth choir will be leaving for their tour, and we ask that you would pray for the group as they leave, and they will return next Sunday evening for a homecoming concert. They will be in concert next Sunday night at 7:30. You remember that time through the week. You pray for them as they travel, and then you pray for them as they come back and sing and witness to you on next Sunday night. And there is a reception following that all of you are invited to, of the adult choir sponsoring it following the concert next Sunday night. So you make plans to be here a little longer than usual on next Sunday night. Again, we are glad to see each one of you here this morning.
Thank you. Our Father, from day unto day, night unto night, we witness thy blessed work and wonder of the majesty which flows from on high. We pray that from the first day until the last day of our lives, we might be involved in lifting up and magnifying this wonderful Christ who has meant so much to each of us. May even on this day in July, we find in our hearts a new and a freshness that Christ once again comes and touches and opens to us something of the treasures of the righteousness of God. Now give us minds and hearts that will be open to receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn with me to hymn number 475, please. 475, as we stand together and sing, please. 475.
It's right.
After singing that hymn, I know you feel like you've been to church. We want to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 4, and I'm going to read from verse 14. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 4, and the 14th verse. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for the read. And there was delivered unto him the book of prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." May God bless the reading of his word. As Jesus returned to power in his Galilee. There's so many things as we come to prayer today we need to remember and constantly keep before us. The opportunities we have and the experiences we share. We have those who have returned and come back with us today. We have prayed for. I see Mrs. Alexander is here. I see our deacon McPherson is back with us visiting this morning, Brother Melvin. Over here, to my right. And Melvin, we're happy that God has answered prayer and you are able and strong enough to be in this service today. He would like for me to convey to you the thanksgiving which he has for all who remembered him in the past days. And we also would like to pledge our prayer support for his healing and the treatments and all that he has before him. Feeling that God is able, we shall pray for him and continue. We have always many good things happening. I have a young couple who will this week on Thursday celebrate 50 years of married life. And I would like to recognize them if they are here in this service today. Brother Bill and Elizabeth Monsees, would they stand up Somebody give Elizabeth a little tranquilizer. We congratulate you. How you made it. And you think I'm joking. I'll tell you, if you only had $12 a week to live on, how would you go today? Huh? I think that's great, you know, starting off in Danville, Virginia, coming at midnight, kind of slipping away from home, and waking up a preacher at 12 o'clock at night. I wish I knew the whole story. Blessings on you, Bill and Elizabeth. I know you'll want to shake their hands somewhere along the way today and just wish them well. Well, tonight I'm going to preach, by the way, on making things work at home. So, you know, that's a good subject to follow up on something like that. Now, I thought today whether to change my sermon to the year of the great flood or not. Some of our people are fortunate to be back in the choir and in the service today. They tell me they got hung up in some water yesterday at the picnic. But I'm glad that you are here. I know about 30 folks are down at Nag's Head or somewhere. But we are here. And I know that God's going to bless us. And we have friends from all around today visiting with us. I see a good friend of mine from South Carolina up in the balcony. So good to have you, Brother Wetherington. And then I have some friends down from Florida where it's warm. Sue, and we're good to have you and the family and the girls, Jenny and Kelly. All right. And all the other friends who are visiting with us, let me say to you, it's a joy to have you in the service. And I pray God will speak to your heart and touch you through this hour. We're going to pause now for a moment of prayer and meditation. And if you have some special need, I trust that you'll mention it at this time. Our Father, we thank Thee for today, for this Lord's Day, for the way Thou hast blessed us in the past. And as we come to count our blessings, they are too numerous. And yet we rejoice in what we see that God has done simply. We know it's of His work and His wonder and His grace. We thank Thee, Lord, for answered prayer in behalf of the needs we have lifted up. And we pray, our Father, Your continued blessing upon each of these needs that we have silently mentioned in our hearts during this prayer time. We pray for all of our visitors and friends who have come to join us today in worship. We pray that they might go away from this service, having said in their hearts, it was good to have been in the house of the Lord today. And now, Lord, we ask your divine blessing upon all of these special needs we have mentioned. Bless those, our Father, who have been faithful in their home life for all of these 50 years. We pray your watch care in their behalf in the days and years to come. We pray for more Christian homes in which parents and husbands and wives shall be bound together in a unique, wonderful way of service to our Lord. And then we pray, our Father, today for the sick. We pray for each one today who is shut in the hospital or closed in a nursing home somewhere. They are not forgotten of thee, we know, and help us not to fail to lift them up in our remembrances. We pray your continued blessing upon Brother Mac. Lead and guide, Lord. May thy spirit empower and endue with thy healing grace. And now for this service this morning, we ask a special touch that somehow the power might return to us as it touched the life of Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen.
The offertory hymn is number 41. Number 41, as we turn together and stand, please.
Our Father, we know that God provides daily, weekly, and yearly for all of our needs. And we know that He provides for His church. And we pray Thy blessing upon the tithes and offerings in Sunday school and this hour to be used for His work and for His glory. In Jesus' name, amen.